It's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as our listener thinks he may be cursed.
Yeah, that's a very big statement. He kind of lays out the reasons why he thinks that's happening, and it's a big one.
Yeah, is it coincidence or is there some legitimacy to it?
And then the adrenaline pumps through our veins as we try to hit the drop singing on the radio.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Well, it is now day one of the I-65 closure. And now we understand that it could be stressful. We understand that there could be some road rage. Here are some tips to calm your road rage.
Okay, I'm ready.
Assume the idiot is racing to a very important emergency.
Absolutely.
Maybe they're trying to deliver a kidney.
Sure. Oh, that's a really good one.
Turn every horn that you hear into applause.
Ah!
Someone honks at you, they're not angry.
No.
They're giving you a standing ovation.
Like, hi.
Hey.
Hey, friend.
We're all in this together.
Hope you're having a great day.
Tips for battling road rage.
Mm-hmm.
Give every idiot driver a nickname.
Ah, gotcha.
So say, well, would you look at Captain Turn Signal Optional?
Back at it again.
Ah, yes. Perhaps you could create a points system.
Oh, make it a game?
Ah. Some idiot cuts you off. 10 points. For not overreacting.
Gotcha.
Someone slams on their brakes. 20 points.
Oh, get to 100 points. Go get yourself some tacos.
Reward yourself.
Yes!
Yes. I-65 now closed. Here are tips for battling that road rage. Remember, you'll never see that idiot again.
Okay. Sure.
Imagine their GPS is giving them terrible advice.
Just blame it on the GPS.
It's giving them terrible advice.
It's telling them to turn and go into a body of water.
Oh.
Yes.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Narrate the situation in the calmest voice possible.
Here we see a silver SUV attempting the rare triple-lane swerve. A bold choice. Conservationists remain concerned. There you go.
Ask yourself, will this matter tomorrow?
I mean, maybe,
well,
if you're going to miss a meeting, a really important meeting, because that idiot turned in front of you and now is going 25 miles an hour. Maybe. Maybe.
Kelly, we're calming people.
Oh, you're right. You're right. No, it's not. It's
tips
not
for
matter.
Battling road rage.
Yeah.
Finally, keep a tiny and harmless grudge hamster with you.
I'm sorry, a grudge hamster?
Yes.
What exactly is a grudge hamster?
It's a real hamster.
A real hamster? We want to drive with a real hamster?
Or an imaginary.
Let's do imaginary. I feel like imaginary is safer.
Let the grudge hamster be outraged.
The grudge hamster is going to take your rage.
Instead of you.
Okay.
Say,
maybe a stress ball.
Or a grudge hamster, Kelly.
Okay, I feel like stress ball is probably better when we're driving.
Or a grudge hamster.
A grudge hamster sounds like it could be wild and running all over your car, which is also dangerous.
A grudge hamster.
Okay. All right.
And those are tips to help battle road rage as I-65 is now closed.
How many people now are including it in their prayers?
Thank you. Thank you.
Please, dear baby Jesus, please let me get to work on time without all these idiots in front of me.
Actually, this is the perfect excuse for anybody who works downtown to be late.
Oh, 1,000%.
You've got a built-in excuse for the next 2 months.
All you have to do is just roll and be like,
I-65. You know, I-65, I'm telling you. I mean, I-65, am I right?
Am I right?
Am I right?
Am I right?
See?
There you go. Everyone's going to be like, yeah. No, get it.
We get it. Yeah.
We get it.
That's why I left an hour early. I'm like, oh,
wow.
You do-gooder. How about some jokes?
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the challenge where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for that trophy Kelly holds in her hands.
Yay.
All right. I think the loser last week was you.
Why do I have the trophy then?
I don't know. I don't think we had a good exchange.
Did I steal it?
Of trophy.
We didn't do the ceremonial exchange. All right, that's fine.
I'll go first. Hey.
This is from Julie.
Thank you.
I'm going to shout out my joke minions. Why do nurses prefer to use red crayons?
Why?
Sometimes they need to draw blood.
You laugh, you lose. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a butt kisser and a brown nose?
I don't know.
Depth perception.
Yeah.
Wow, your reaction. Maybe that should have been down on the list a little bit.
That was an aggressive start.
All right, sorry.
Sorry,
I thought I was just getting them bad ones out of the way.
Jacqueline says, what sport do eyes love?
What?
Not sure, but it's not running.
I don't get it.
Because they can't see where they're going.
Oh.
Seriously?
All right. Hey, you laugh, you lose. Kelly,
yeah.
The other day, my friend bought two bananas, an apple, and a single roll of toilet paper. Cashier looked at him and goes, you must be single. And he was like, how do you know that? Cashier was like, because you're ugly.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
Swifty Kim sent this one in.
Okay.
At the gas station, overheard a guy ask for $5 on pump two.
Okay.
Clerk asked him where he was headed.
Uh-huh.
He said pump three.
Oh. Gas is expensive.
It's very expensive right now.
Yeah. You laugh, you lose. My therapist told me I have an obsession with vengeance.
Ah.
We'll see about that.
Might be onto something.
Just kidding. I don't have a therapist.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Just blended up some Kellogg's Frosted Flakes into a paste.
Did ya?
And spread it between my bathroom tiles.
Oh.
They're grout.
Wow. You know, Kelly, I dated a woman with a lazy eye once.
Did you? Did you?
Broke up with her.
Yeah.
She was seeing someone else on the side.
Yeah, she was. Literally. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
My friend said his favorite Star Wars quote was, "Arg, Luke, you scurvy dog, I be your father."
Okay.
I think he's got a pirated copy.
He probably does. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know I need to rehome a dog.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Small terrier tends to bark a lot. If you're interested, let me know and I'll jump over my neighbor's fence and get it for you.
Oh, yeah. Yappy little thing, huh?
That's right.
Ben.
Yes.
Guy says, I asked my wife to dress up as my favorite Star Wars character for a little birthday surprise.
Oh.
Later that night, walked into the bedroom.
Yes.
Was completely shocked. Babe, Jabba the Hutt is not my favorite Star Wars character.
Oh.
She snapped, I haven't even gotten dressed yet!
Wow. Kelly, I do not find that funny. That is not funny at all. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
It's from my Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe rolling in, entering the chat.
Programmer and his wife reviewing their grocery list. She says, you know, we're out of bread. Please go to the grocery store, buy one. And if they've got eggs, get six. After a while, comes back, six loaves of bread. Wife's like, why'd you buy six loaves of bread? He replies, they had eggs. And if they've got eggs, get six.
Got it. Son came up to me this morning and said, Mom, can I borrow the new lawnmower?
Yes.
Make some extra money?
Okay. That's
got
good.
A little emotional. Like
that.
Look at this kid. Hardworking, entrepreneurial.
That's right.
Not afraid to hustle.
Not afraid.
Handed him the keys. Asked the next day, how much did you make?
Yeah.
He grinned and said, $300.
Wow.
I know. I nearly teared up.
Yes.
Wait a second. Where's the lawnmower? I sold it.
I sold the lawnmower. You know what? I take back everything I said about you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Little old lady gets arrested. Stealing a can of peaches from a grocery store. Trial. Judge asks her why she stole the peaches. She replies, Your Honor, my husband and I don't have much. We're poor. I was simply trying to do something about my hunger. Judge, feeling a little, you know, sorry for the old lady, said, How many peaches were in the can? She says, 6. And then the judge said, Okay. Well, you will spend 1 day in jail for each peach for a total of 6 days.
Oh.
Husband speaks up, Your Honor. She also stole a can of peas.
Let's count the peas.
Hey, transfer the trophy.
There it is.
Lovely.
That's great. That's great. Back home with Daddy.
You laugh, you lose. New fear unlocked for you. Setting the bar. Kelly, this is a segment where what?
It's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. New fear. You're on a roller coaster. It's exciting. You're screaming. Something flies in your mouth.
Yeah, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to eat chicken nuggets on a roller coaster, then you're doing okay. So this is a YouTuber, Alan. He got banned from all Six Flags parks and Cedar Point.
Oh, boy.
So Cedar Point is a roller coaster park, kind of like Holiday World, but it's up near Cleveland, right?
Uh-huh.
So he snuck chicken nuggets onto the roller coaster, put them in his underwear. And he literally on video says to the person, hey, if it looks like I have chicken nuggets in my pants, I don't. And the person was just like, okay. Yeah, like that's random. So he was like dunking him in sauce. He had one of his little cart partner filming him while he's trying to eat and dunk chicken nuggets. Now, this was the Millennium Force on Cedar Point. At Cedar Point, which if you've never heard of this, it's the world's first roller coaster to exceed 300 feet in the air. It reaches close to 100 miles an hour. It lasts a couple minutes. I've been on it several times.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
Now, this may seem funny. However, obviously things can get dislodged.
Fly out of your hands.
Projectiles. Yes. Loose items can turn harmful, right?
Yes.
So Cedar Point saw the video that he posted and they immediately banned this dude.
Oh boy.
This is what he had to say.
It was definitely really hard. So I see why Cedar Point reacted the way they did, because I can see why there's safety measures and everything like that. It was hard. I had to try not to choke almost the entire ride. I had no idea Cedar Point even seen the video. And
yeah, so he understands.
Following, it's probably going to get back to him.
Yeah, I mean, and he does kind of understand. He's saying he understands that they did and why they banned him, but he's also at the same time going, I mean, it was hard for me. I almost choked on every bite and blah blah blah.
I got a message saying I've been banned for life from Cedar Point, which really hurts because I've been going there since I was a little kid. I'm a season pass holder.
Well, you were a season pass holder.
Dang it.
I'm definitely sad about how it ended up, but I understand why they went the way they did. They don't want a bunch of other people trying to pull off challenges like I do.
Yeah, so it was like because of copycats. They obviously don't want copycats on this.
Yep, there has to be consequence. Got to make an example.
Now, he did say that he chose the rear car, so no one was behind him.
Okay.
So,
because that's the other thing.
Right.
Is worrying about pelting somebody in the face.
And by the way, he managed to eat 7 of the 10 chicken nuggets.
Oh, great.
So.
Okay. All right, great. Good for him.
So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to eat chicken nuggets on a roller coaster, getting yourself banned for life.
Oh, from your favorite park. Oh, you've been going there forever.
Then you're doing okay.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's your State of the Bar story on 99.7 EJ. Typically, when you get an email that is inviting you to a secret, undisclosed location, you delete it and you ignore it and you say,
thanks.
Yeah. Nice try, kidnapper.
Uh-huh.
Not gonna do that.
Right.
But I got this mysterious email. Now, I knew who the sender was. All right.
Okay. Well, that's the first battle.
Yeah. So I knew who the sender was, and it was from a record label that we deal with quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed legit, but it was like, hey, it was kind of one of those top secret like messages where it's like Mission Impossible, like this message will self-destruct in 10 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Type of thing. It was like a, hey, only the people on this email are to be a part of this artist session or
showcase,
something like
that. Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't say showcase.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is, but it basically is inviting me to New York City tomorrow.
Okay.
Like
hop on a plane today.
Hop on a plane tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay.
And spend 12 hours in New York, hop on a plane tomorrow evening to come back.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's presumptuous to think that you can just do that.
It's presumptuous.
Like, yeah. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Can you just hop on a plane twice?
Yeah, so that's...
Fly out here for a couple hours and go home?
I don't know who it is that we're, quote, meeting. But apparently, there was only four of us on the email. It was me, like, my boss on the corporate side, not our local boss, but my mm-hmm. boss on the corporate side, the CEO of our company.
Mm-hmm. Is the boss
and one other person
in the building a little salty?
I did have to ask for permission. Like, I was like, hey, so I got this weird email.
But Jeff and Keith are on it, so...
They want me to go to New York. Mm-hmm. And are you cool if I go? He's like, yeah, sure. I was like,
that's fair, Steve.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess.
Whatever.
I guess that's fine. So, yeah, so I get this mysterious invite to see some sort of artist.
Okay.
Tomorrow in New York City. So, I, you can't just say no, right?
Well, apparently not. So have you reached out to Keith, right? I mean, you don't really talk to Jeff, but Keith, you talk to Keith.
Yeah, the CEO, Jeff referring to the CEO of our company. No,
yes.
I never have any contact with the CEO of our company. Who normally does?
You talk to Keith.
I do. I speak to him.
So you compared, like, hey, did you get this email? I got this email. What do you think of this?
Well,
do you know what this
is? Exactly. He goes, I think you should go.
Okay.
So I was like, well, okay, I guess... So remember the last time I went to, or a couple times ago. See, the last time I went to New York, I was accepting an award for our station.
Right.
But I don't think this is the case.
No.
But the time before that, it was another very, very quick trip to New York. And I got in an accident. My Uber driver rear-ended someone.
Oh, no.
In downtown, they started screaming at each other. And
no.
Then all of a sudden, like, the light turned green, and then they got back in their cars, and they just continued going.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. And so it was it was wild. It was a wild trip. So I feel like there is an opportunity for a story.
I feel like this feels like they're going to put a bag on your head and put you in a black SUV.
Well,
and you're not going to know where you're going.
They did say, well, you're going to have to confiscate your phone.
Oh, dang it.
Or
see,
surrender your phone.
To go.
You're going to have to surrender your phone and also sign an NDA. So I guess whatever
wait, you can't document anything.
No.
You can't talk about what you saw.
No.
How is this helping us? That was going to be the whole reason you go, is to have this experience to then tell us about, because you're already telling us about it. So then you're going to come back and be like, how was New York?
So,
and be like, it was fine. And
no,
then we're moving on.
I'll go, no, it was great. I landed. I went. I did this. This happened. And then redacted. And then I got on a plane and I came home.
No,
it was great.
No, I am not on board with this plan. If you are shut down from talking about it or documenting it for the gram.
So We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It's one of those things where you get the invite and you almost can't say no, especially if the CEO's on it and your corporate boss is like, you should go.
You should go, but don't tell anybody about it. You can't talk about anything that happened there. We're locked down or we'll sue you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the danger on
it. Now I'm mad. I was like, oh, this is going to be great because we get to hear about your adventure.
This is going to be a great...
And you don't get to talk about any of it?
Do you not know me? There's going to be things that happen unbeknownst to me now that we can talk about.
Like your Uber getting in an accident. Okay, that's great. That's fine. That's not what we care about. She's want to care about the super secret meeting.
Well, I think eventually I'll be able to talk about it.
Mm.
Because the NDA only is probably for
a certain window of time. Like, don't spoil us early.
Yeah, yeah. And so eventually I'll be able to be like, oh, hey, I was there.
Listen, I'm also salty. If we're going to have to wait months, and then we're going to forget that you even went, and then we're not going to care.
Everybody's going to, yeah.
We care
great.
Now.
Great. Great.
We care now.
All right. Well, like I said, tomorrow I'm going to have to be on a wild adventure because I was told to, and I can't talk about it. It's very, very Mission Impossible.
Okay. So tomorrow we're going to autopilot the show.
I mean, unless you want to host it yourself.
No. It's not the same show. We'll autopilot. It's going to be great.
All right.
It's going to be amazing stuff.
I'm sure. That'll be great. All right. So that's going to happen tomorrow. And I'll tell you what I can tell you.
Will you at least tell me? Like, just off the
air. Can I?
Will you at least tell me? Will you at least tell me? You can tell me. I won't tell anybody.
Can I trust you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I trust you?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay.
I can keep secrets.
I know you. You can't.
I can. I won't tell anybody. I might even skip down the hallway going, I know a secret.
All right. Well, I don't know how big it is. So we'll find out. And then I'll tell you what I can tell you Wednesday. We'll make that deal. Okay.
Okay. Am I going to have to like waterboard you or something to get the information out of you?
Do you even know how to do that?
No, but I'll look it up.
All right. It's 99.7 DJ.
It's probably a YouTube tutorial.
There's probably something on YouTube. So our listener, Chad, thinks he is cursed. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Is this Chad?
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for allowing us to reach out to you. Walk us through what's going on.
Okay. I'll just say, you know, ahead of time, I know it's going to be, it sounds like a joke, but this is, bear with me as I try to explain all this.
Okay.
Okay.
So my ex-girlfriend, who for the purposes of this, I will have her remain nameless.
Okay.
Got it.
We dated for 3 years and of her own admission, she was a practicing witch.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, whole coven thing, you know, she had witchy friends that she hung out with, and it was the real deal.
Wow.
Did she start this after you started dating, or was she kind of already like that when you started dating and you were just kind of like, all right.
You just discovered it as you went along.
Well, yeah, I would say, you know, without wanting to offend any other witch friends out there, she was always a little, you know, weird, and maybe that's what I liked, that she was quirky, but no, she got into it as we started dating more and more.
Okay, all right.
I just put up with it. I was like, okay, that's your thing.
Right.
And, you know, I personally never got involved, and honestly, I really never said anything about it. I just kind of nodded, and, you know, I didn't say, ooh, cool, witch, but I just, you know.
It was just like her hobby,
sure.
All right.
Yeah, right, right. You do you.
It still creeped me out, and towards the end of the relationship, as she got more and more serious about it and more involved, I was a little bit like wary of things.
Okay.
There's this area of the house that was more like her, you know, we'll call it her office. And it was full of spell books and all sorts of weird things. And I would hear her practicing chants.
So she was all in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so I ended things with her.
Uh-huh.
Because of that, was it just getting to be too much?
I mean, yeah, I would say that there were a lot of other things going on, but really, yeah, she just, it became like her whole personality.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
She'd always talked about putting curses on people that wronged her.
Oh.
And I would put myself in that category because I didn't end things under the best circumstances. You know, I basically, I packed up all my stuff while she was out of town and just left. So I kind of ghosted her.
Ooh.
And, you know, I was hoping to avoid confrontation. We have not talked since.
Okay.
She basically reached out one time. And I think she got the hint when I didn't respond or write back or call back.
Uh-huh.
And we've not talked since.
Wow. Here's where it gets weird, right?
Yeah, weird is an understatement. I mean, since I left, since the moment she got back to town, it has been one bad thing after another that has happened to me. Completely out of the blue, I lost my job.
Uh-huh.
Then the head gasket on my truck blew out.
Oh.
I burned the heck out of my hand on my lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
And my best buddy, he lost his job too, and now he moved away. And so I'm just freaking out, honestly. It just feels crazy even saying it aloud.
So you think that maybe she's cursed you?
Yeah. And I know it sounds nuts, but I'm just wondering if there's anybody else out there that something similar happened to them. Maybe somebody who dated one of her witchy friends.
Wow.
And I'm wondering how they dealt with it.
And like, can you uncurse really yourself?
Alone, and I can't talk to anybody about it.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand. This is a very unique situation. And how do you uncurse yourself at this point, if that is even what is happening? Maybe it's just a string of bad luck.
Could be a coincidence, but I understand why you think this is what's going on, given that you've heard her do this to other people before.
Or at least heard her talk about doing it to other people.
Yeah, I might be the first that she's ever tried it out on, but she's doing really well if she did.
You're a great starter,
I'll say
case.
Something for right. her. She always had a lot of follow-through.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, Chad, I appreciate you talking to us. And you're right. This is a very unique situation. It does sound a little far-fetched, if you don't mind me saying that. But I also want to acknowledge and appreciate what you're going through.
I understand why you think that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Maybe you want to try to make nice with her instead of just ghost her. Maybe that's a way. Maybe she's the only person who can uncurse you. I don't know.
That feels dangerous.
It does.
It feels really dangerous.
It almost feels like something you got to do. I don't know. Chad, again, thank you for allowing us to chat. And I hope things get better for you.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I was honestly a little hesitant to get anybody else involved. So I hope none of it, you know, rubs off on guys, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
thanks,
yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, I hope. Okay, wasn't thinking about that, but thank you.
We're now an accomplice. All right, Chad, appreciate you. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay, so early critics rolling in on Facebook. You ghosted her after a 3-year relationship. Maybe you deserve some bad juju. Maybe it's just karma.
Oh, so they're not even feeling sympathetic to his being cursed.
Now, a couple of people, Jacqueline says, burning and smudging Palo Santo and white sage might help cleanse the energy. You can find tutorials on YouTube and TikTok.
Oh.
Heck, you may be able to find a return to sender spell, too.
Wow. Okay. 502-795-1997. I don't know. Like, this, we're tossing a line out into the ocean to see if
we are.
Anybody has any experience with this.
And listen, maybe he felt like just packing up, leaving, and ghosting was the best way for his safety. Like, he sounded concerned.
Okay.
Like, she might have not taken the breakup well.
Well, he just ghosted
her. I know, and that's why he probably thought, all right, I'm just going to exit.
Okay.
I'm just going to exit. I'm just going to back out.
All right.
I never say ghosting is a great idea.
No.
Just from what it sounds like, this could have been a volatile situation.
He ghosted the wrong person, maybe?
Well, maybe. This could have been a volatile situation.
All right.
Had he confronted it head on.
502-795-1997 is our number. You can send us a voice note or call. Maybe give us some suggestions on what you would do. Pathways forward for poor Chad, all right? So we just got off the phone with Chad, who thinks that his ex-girlfriend, who is a witch, cursed him.
Liar! Get back, witch!
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife!
Okay, then.
Things started happening to him after he ghosted her. He had been dating her for 3 years, and she was,
Happy about that.
Probably not happy,
he
but...
packed up and moved when she was out of town.
Out of town, and then he said bad things started happening. He lost his job. He burned his hand. His car broke down. His friend lost his job. Things like that. So he's like, how do I get uncursed? And I was kind of thinking, do you have to go back to the original cursee or cursor and go, hey,
can you take sorry. That off, please?
Like almost like go back and say, hey, sorry, I ghosted you. I shouldn't have done that.
But I've realized I'm not comfortable with your lifestyle and it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
But I wish you the best.
I wish you the best.
Can you undo that now?
Yeah. Virginia sent us a voice note.
This might be a cultural difference that y'all not taking this seriously. Mm. But that man ghosted a witch who has a coven.
Yes.
Them tragedies that have befallen him are not a coincidence.
Right.
And anybody who gives him solutions, he needs to try that.
Okay.
Because the only other thing is going back to the witch and asking her forgiveness. Mm. I'm so sorry, my bro. She probably even got a doll and everything.
Oh.
You shouldn't have ghosted a witch, bro.
You shouldn't have ghosted a witch, bro.
See, Virginia's going to roll in and
tell it like it is. Thank you, Virginia.
Listen, maybe he was afraid of the coven, which I looked it up. I wasn't quite sure. It's an organized group
it's
of
just
practitioners.
A group, yeah.
Yeah, it's a group of witches. So maybe he was afraid if he confronted her about wanting to break up, she was going to like curse him right then and there. I don't know. Maybe again, it sounds like he was a little afraid for his safety, which is why he probably didn't exit the relationship in the best way.
Yeah, probably.
You should just have the conversation in person.
Yes.
And maybe that's what he's going to have to do.
Now, Brandy rolls in, write her full name, birth date on a small piece of paper, fold it, toss it in a plastic bag and freeze it. You can also add it to water and freeze that way. And maybe that will freeze the curse? Okay.
Interesting.
Some of this stuff is like brand new to me, so I have no idea if it's going to work. I don't know if it's just tomfoolery or funny business or if it's actually going to work.
Well, Lexi from LA said she was doing chants in the kitchen. If you do or do not believe it, she was doing something calling power to something. I would take that pretty seriously.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well,
maybe it's I he still reaches think, back out and says, yes. Hey, I'm so sorry about the way I ended things.
Yep.
That was not my best choice.
Right. That's what I think you should do.
If
Chad.
You happened to place a curse on me, if you could lift it and we could part as friends, that'd be great.
And you know, maybe she goes, ha, 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 you think I cursed you? Oh.
Maybe.
Or, yes. You think
coming,
I cursed
you're
you?
You're coming up with a witch laugh.
Yeah, you think I cursed you? Silly,
you
silly man. Silly man.
Yeah.
I don't know. So,
I don't know.
But maybe that'll be enough those bad things, the bad juju, all the people that are going, you got what you deserved. Maybe that will start to recede. And you'll start to get your life back to normal.
Sure. Maybe do some saging.
Yes. Something like that.
Reach back out to her to say, hey, so sorry.
So
wanted
sorry.
To clear the air.
Yep. I think that's what you got to do.
Personally, around me.
I think that's what you got to do.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Yeah. That's...
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Group therapy. 70JX. All right. Let's do a little do knowledge. Introduce you to Amanda calling us from Meade County. Hi there, Amanda.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Amanda's 5'3", has brown hair, and has a 15-year-old, which is fun. Fun age. Teaching her how to drive yet, Amanda?
Oh, yeah, she's been on the road.
Yep, I know.
She does really good.
Good.
Okay, good.
I haven't had a panic attack yet.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Always a good thing.
Yeah, all right. So these are all questions guys would typically know, and we'll see how well you do. You can always ask Kelly as like a lifeline.
Sometimes I'm helpful.
Sometimes Kelly is helpful. Yes, for sure.
Okay.
All right.
I do good whenever I'm playing in the car, but
okay,
now I'm
good.
Nervous, so I don't know how.
All right. Let's see how well you do in the hot seat. All right, Amanda, first question. Felix Rosenquist just won which major sporting event?
I'm going to say basketball.
Basketball.
Well, basketball's a team sport.
That is incorrect.
No idea.
That was the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, Indianapolis.
With an incredible pass at the start-finish line.
Great.
He wins the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race.
Way to go, Felix.
There it is.
Felix. I was 8 years old when I learned you existed, and you had such a big accomplishment. That is awesome. What a day.
Oh, that is awesome. We're so proud of you, Felix.
Okay. Hopefully better on the next one.
That's okay. There's learning that happens in this game.
There is learning. All right. Next question, dude knowledge. There are three main squads that make up a football team.
Okay.
Name two.
Linemen and
Okay, linemen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give me another.
Have a lifeline.
A lifeline, Kelly. Lifeline.
Offense, defense. O-line.
So what's the answer? There are a lot of answers thrown out here. What are we saying? What are we going with?
I'm gonna go with Can I go with offense, defense?
Three main squads. Okay, well, Amanda, do you want to go with Kelly's answer? Offense, defense?
Wait, O-line's one of them, right? O-line, offensive line, maybe? Is there a D-line? Defensive line?
Amanda, it's your answer. Kelly's thrown out a lot.
Offense, defense.
Offense, defense is correct. Yes.
All right. Okay. Was I correct about the O-line?
Well, that is a position.
I've heard that term.
On a squad.
Offensive line, squad. Yes.
Defensive squad. Yes. Special team squad.
Special teams.
Those are the three main
special things that need to happen during the game.
Special things. Like kicking the ball.
Yes.
Things like that.
There's kicking.
All right, Amanda.
Kicking the ball.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, I'm giving that one
to you.
Yay,
sports.
Yay. All right, here we go. Next question, Amanda. Dude knowledge. In a car, where would you find a head gasket?
Under the hood.
That's a really great guess.
I'll give that to you.
Most of the things are under the hood or on the dashboard.
I'll give that to you. It's more specifically in the engine.
Okay. That's totally what you meant.
Right.
Between the engine block and the cylinder head. Yeah. Obviously, that's
totally
what you were going to say.
Yes.
All right, I'm giving
that
to you.
That's what I was going to say.
Thank you, Amanda. All right. Next question, dude knowledge. Just two more. Here we go. In baseball, not counting the batter, how many players are on the field at one time? In baseball.
Not counting the batter.
Not counting the batter. So,
I think nine, but let me think. Let me count.
Okay. She's going to count. She's counting.
I'm going to say nine.
It's nine. Yes, you got it.
Yes.
You started off rocky, Amanda, but you're pulling through. Last question.
Okay.
Let's see if you're 80% dude. What is the tool you use to lift up your car when changing a flat tire?
It's called a jack.
It's a jack. 80% Wow. Well done, Amanda. You don't need no man. What'd you say?
It's harder in the hot seat.
That's right. It is harder in the hot seat. You second guess yourself. You know, when you're just listening to this on the radio, you can scream at the radio and go, "Ugh, idiot.
Idiot.
Idiot. Why didn't you know
that?"
Well, Amanda, hold your head up high. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize.
Okay. This is great.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh,
all right, dude knowledge.
Did a little learning there.
No controversial questions this week.
I don't think I need to complain at you today.
Look at that. You'll find something
nice
else
questions.
To complain about.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yes.
I will.
All right. Dude knowledge. 99.70JX. All right, a little Ben versus Kelly on 99.70JX. Hit the drop. This is where we're going to take a pop song. We're going to pull out the music. We're going to try to continue in the same beat and pacing, bring the music back up right when the beat drops to see if we're on time.
I like singing with the artist. I feel vulnerable and exposed.
And exposed, yes.
When you drop the music
out, I know.
Just us singing a cappella.
All right, so you can do this on your own, too. All right, you ready? You want to do it first?
You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yes, I want you to go first. You go first.
Okay. All right, so we're going to try Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, okay?
How are you going to do this without sounding like our leprechaun friend?
We're going to have to try.
No, right. You got to. I can't.
Okay. All right, Birds of a Feather, here we go. Hit the drop. Let's see if I can do it. I'm just getting the pacing here.
Okay.
Till I'm in the grave.
Nice song.
Till I rot away, dead and buried. Till I'm in the casket that you carry. If you go, I'll go. 'Cause it was always you. All right. And if I'm turning blue, please don't save me. Nothing left to lose without me, baby.
Birds of a feather.
Like a leprechaun. You have to.
I had practiced that earlier, yeah. And I botched it. I completely botched it.
It was a little dicey at some point, yeah. But you got it. Okay. You got it.
All right, thank you. All right, so we'll do one more in this round.
Adrenaline is pumping. I feel like everyone's going to like this choice.
Okay,
because it's been enjoying a resurgence.
Yes.
As it should.
Yes, it has. By the way, Mesa from Easttown said 10 out of 10. Thank you so much.
Look at that.
All right.
Okay.
Hit the drop.
Yeah.
Beauty and a Beat.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Tonight I want to show you off.
All right.
What you got?
All right, you got it.
A billion good and never bought. We're gonna party like it's 30-12 tonight. I wanna show you all the finer things in life. So just forget about the world we young tonight. I'm coming for ya, girl.
Oh, you hit it! Yes! You did it! You did it! Body rock. Oh, that was good. Oh, two for two. How you feeling? You sweating?
I'm good.
How you feeling? You sweating?
We got two good ones.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a good start.
All right. Good start.
We got some wows.
What do you want to...
On YouTube.
All right. I tell you what. Let's pause for a hot sec.
Okay. Gather our wits about us.
We'll come back. How about espresso and bye-bye-bye?
Yeah!
All right?
I get bye-bye-bye. Yeah!
All right. All right, we'll do that. All right, coming up next, Hit the Drop, 99.7 JX. Hit the Drop round two versus who did better, Ben or Kelly? First round, it was Beauty and a Beat versus Birds of a Feather. I think the crown does go to you.
You slipped into your leprechaun, which I appreciated. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right, round two. Do you want to go first?
No. I never want to go first.
You just want to hang me out to dry first.
Yes!
All right, so we're going to do espresso and bye-bye-bye.
This is going to be great. I want to hear you do espresso so bad.
Hit the drop where we're going to pull the music out. We're going to try to keep the pacing and bring it right up right as the beat drops.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Think about me. Sweet, I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. Move it up, down, left, right, oh. Switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. That's that me espresso. That's that me espresso. I'm working late.
I was a little off. I like your little.
That's that me espresso.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's so much pressure on this one for me.
All right. Hit the drop. Kelly K, this is your moment. Find the zen. Feel the rhythm.
Listen.
The five boys.
Sweet, sweet boys.
Justin, Lance,
yeah.
Chris,
mm-hmm.
Joey.
Yeah. Don't say the other one. It's JC! JC!
The other one.
Chasse!
All right.
Listen, these are my boys. I know these songs like the back of my hand. I got to try not to rush it.
Kelly, are you ready?
I can't rush it. I've got adrenaline pumping through my veins.
Are you ready to hit the drum? Let's go.
I'm doing this tonight. You're probably going to start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly when you weren't there for me. So now it's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye, 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 bye.
Okay, okay.
Just another pain you gave it to.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I felt like I rushed it on one line, so I was trying to make
it up on
another line.
I heard you. I heard you compensate for that.
I'm too fast.
All right, hit the drop.
Powered by the sweet, sweet boys.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, I did a little choreo, too.
I like that. Mason checking in on Twitch. I liked Kelly's song more.
Thank you, Mason.
All right.
Thank you, Mason. Have the battle of song choice.
I need this more often, not going to lie.
Okay.
All right. Hit the drop.
Chat, how we do?
How we do, chatty. Oh, I love that. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to follow along on YouTube or Twitch.
Yes. You know that you're playing along in your car. You know what? This is another way that you can deal with the traffic.
Yeah.
Just play this little game in your car.
Yep.
Pull the volume down a little bit. Pull it back up. See if you're still on beat.
All right. Hit the drop on 99.7 DJX. Bang. So I do, from time to time, peruse the subreddit for Louisville. And I came across a picture three pictures, in fact, taken in Louisville. It's of a sign, and the sign has changed the wording on it with each picture.
The first
sign says, Andrea, I'm sorry.
Mm.
Oh. And then the second sign, in a different spot, it looks like. Maybe there are three signs. Different spot says, Andrea, I love you.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a big gesture.
Yeah. A love confession, if you will.
Okay.
And then the third sign, and this is the one where I'm kind of like scratching my
unhinged
head. Yeah. Andrea, eat beans with me.
I'm sorry. What? Is that like a euphemism?
I don't know if it is or not.
Or does he just really legit like beans?
Legumes?
Yes. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a...
And will Andrea consider it?
Let's hope she does.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to look at
the gifs that are popping up in the comments.
I know.
Like with Kristen Wiig. Beans.
Yes, beans.
This is great.
I mean, look, I don't know what was first. We're assuming that the order the pictures are in the little graphic are the same order. Like, Andrea, I'm sorry. Andrea, I love you. Andrea, eat beans with me. It could be Andrea, eat beans with me.
Andrea, I'm sorry.
Andrea, I love you. Andrea, I'm sorry.
I feel like I love you would be the final sign if we're doing it in proper
order. So maybe this guy, I'm assuming it's a guy, but maybe this person, Andrea, eat beans with me, puts this sign out.
I don't think this is like a chick thing to do.
And then the person got mad at, or Andrea got mad at this person.
Yeah.
And then said, oh, Andrea, I'm sorry.
The relationship went sideways at some point. It's clear.
So we don't know if eat beans with me is the peace offering.
Could be.
Or that is the catalyst which started us down this downward spiral.
But listen, the amount of people that are really rolling in to vouch for beans.
Yeah, beans are so underrated.
They're so underrated. This is great. Beans, they're good for the heart. The more you eat, the more you win the unrequited love of a past romantic partner whose trust you injured during a lapse of judgment or emotional attention unworthy of your normal bean-forward lifestyle. A tale, a song as old as time.
Yeah. This man's escalation strategy is flawless. Going from apology to love confession to straight up bribing her with legumes.
Yes!
Yeah, so again, we're assuming...
many of the Bean Club people attend Wednesday night chess now, ha-ha.
Well, we're again assuming... And see, I'm trying to look at like the context of where they could be in the city.
Right.
The Andrea E. Beans with me is the one that looks like it has maybe the most clues because it's next to a CVS pharmacy.
Oh, okay. Bean Club is back, baby. But this time it's sad.
It is.
Well, we've talked about doing chess and beans. No one named Andrea has been to the chess club yet, so I'm unsure if she'd go for the beans.
Yeah.
I can supply the beans, somebody says.
Yeah, so I mean, again, this is kind of like a missed connection, if you will.
Right.
And something that we're hoping that these two people can at least come and come to an understanding with.
We need to know, A, who Andrea is.
Mm.
B, who wrote the signs.
Mm.
See, what's the backstory there?
Yes.
And were beans ever a part of it?
Were beans ever a part of it?
Are they hoping beans will be in the future for them?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. So many questions. We'll post it up on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see.
We need answers.
Yeah. Who Andrea is.
Right.
And
who wrote the signs?
And were the beans the catalyst, or was that the peace offering?
It could be just the peace offering. Not sure if it was a catalyst to the breakup.
Yeah.
If there was a breakup, were they ever together?
Anyways, we're invested.
Is he just shooting a shot?
Sorry, we don't have answers here.
We're
just throwing out the mystery of Andrea and the beans.
Now, you guys help us put the puzzle pieces together.
At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll put it up on our Insta. Do feel-good stories every hour. Kelly K.
Dennis, a Wisconsin native and farmer, happened to cross paths with a Kenyan pro runner named Betty.
Okay.
At a marathon in Hong Kong.
Random.
They discovered they shared a passion for both marathons and farming. Quickly became friends.
Okay.
Dennis invited Betty to visit his farm in Wisconsin, and she showed up.
I was interested when she said she was a farmer. I'm like, oh, well, I'm in a professional marathon and a farmer. You know, that was like double jeopardy in my world.
He asked me if I've been in America. I said no. And he was like, oh, maybe you can come and run some races here in the United States. And I'm like, yeah, I'm excited to come.
We were riding someplace and we were talking about how we met. And she said, mountains never meet, but people do. And that's monumental.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so Betty spent her time in Wisconsin training, exploring, helping Dennis with the farm, drove a tractor for the first time.
Yeah. So, did they become lovers?
No, they're just friends. Turns out lots of people in Dennis's town interested in meeting Betty, too, so they made an event out of it. A Run with Betty Day happened this weekend at the YMCA.
Wow.
So, they're just buds.
Okay.
They're just people who have two unique interests.
All right.
And they want to learn from each other because they're clearly across the world from each other.
Yeah,
Betty's
right.
Loving Wisconsin.
Well, that's great.
How fun is that?
Love that.
You can see their full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Next Gen Wellness.
And Taylor on 99.7 DJX, there's some speculation about the whole Toy Story 5 and Taylor Swift's involvement, as there have been some billboards posted with, in the style of Toy Story, just with the letters TS.
And it's Andy's, like, cloud wallpaper with 13 clouds. And then they quote, like, a Taylor Swift lyric. So, of course, the Swifties are going to be on
alert. Jessie dancing on the billboard with the caption. She's making those moves up as she goes.
Uh-huh.
So, there's got to be some sort of Taylor involvement, whether she's a voice in Toy Story 5.
Or a song in the soundtrack.
Or she's got a song in the soundtrack or something like that. But we're thinking... chances are we're going to see some sort of TS stand for Taylor Swift in Toy Story.
It seems highly unlikely that she has zero involvement. Like, I feel like Disney Pixar knows what they're doing with this.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a happy accident.
No. No. I mean, unless they are just drumming up, like, because... you know, when we said Toy Story 5, we all kind of rolled our eyes.
A little bit, because 4 was not great, let's be honest.
Yeah, we were like, okay, how far can they go with this story?
That was unnecessary.
So I wonder if, you know, it's just letters. That's not copywritten.
I mean, TS stands for Toy Story.
It does.
They can go with that.
It just happens to have 13 clouds. I mean, it could be coincidental, because Taylor hasn't announced anything.
No.
Or have any sort of, she hasn't liked any posts or anything around that. So it could just be brilliant marketing.
It could be. Like, hey, Let's try to appeal to the Swifties.
Right.
Get them to pay attention to our little movie. Maybe
right.
they'll show up thinking she might have something to do with it when she really doesn't.
Yeah. So that's coming out June 19th.
Yes,
this month.
This looks much better.
Yeah.
This Toy Story, it looks much better.
Because
it's going back to its roots.
It involves like a iPad or something like that, right?
It's very relatable
to
today's struggle for parents.
Right.
We're back at Bonnie's house. The crew is back together. And the new villain is technology.
Ah, technology.
It's brilliant.
Replacing the old school toys.
Yes, replacing imaginative play with toys.
Sure.
Like, you know, all the kids are sitting around with faces and screens.
Yeah.
And Woody and Jesse got to get Bonnie back.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be great.
All right. So, yeah, that's coming out this month. So that'll be kind of fun.
I'm ready. We're going to go.
Masters,
kids are grown. You know, they're teenagers now, but we're still going to go as a family.
Masters of the Universe is another movie that's going to be out this month.
Yeah, He-Man.
That's like the whole He-Man.
Hey there.
Castle Grayskull.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a friend who had Castle Grayskull?
No, we had them. My sister.
You
had
would have
My
been,
Little Pony and Castle Grayskull.
You would have been the Masters envy of the block.
Yeah. We had the castle, we had Skeletor, Teela, He-Man, all the things.
I think I just had I had He-Man or something like that.
We had the whole set.
But I had a friend who had the Castle Grayskull.
Yeah.
And it was like, bring all your toys. We're going to have a huge battle.
My sister was pretty fun. She had Hot Wheels Cities.
Wow.
She had suitcases full of Hot Wheels. She had My Little Pony. She had Castle Grayskull. I had Barbies.
What happened to you?
I was pretty normal. Although now we did team up together, line up the Barbie dolls, and shoot them off a ledge with ping pong guns.
There you go.
That was fun.
All right. All that to say, Toy Story's coming out this month. Masters of the Universe out this month as well. So a couple things to look out for.
Okay.
Here in June on 99.7 JX. I have a mysterious email invite in New York City to attend to tomorrow on the show. So I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow.
I'm a little salty.
That I have to sign an NDA and I can't.
Yes!
And my phone is going to be confiscated.
Yes!
Yeah, I can't talk about.
Why go if you can't document it and take us with you?
Well, I'm assuming I will eventually.
Well, listen, why can't they just let you get the footage and just not post it until a certain time?
Because have you seen humans?
Well, listen, you threaten humans with a lawsuit like, okay, you can get this on your phone, but if I see this anywhere on social media, lawsuit.
Right.
You could do that.
You could do that.
You could do that.
Anyways.
I'm going to need for you to sneak it.
Is
anyone else? Are they making Keith sign anything? Keith isn't on the air. He's our corporate boss.
Yeah, so our corporate boss is also going to be a part of this meeting. I can suggest to him, but he will say no.
Say, Keith, do it for the bit.
Come on,
man. Do you know that's how we live our lives?
Come on,
man. Do it for the bit.
Well, hopefully it's going to be a whirlwind because I'm going to be flying there in the morning, flying back in the evening, and I'll be here to tell about it on Wednesday,
If they put a sack over your head and throw you in the black SUV, could you at least get Keith to get footage of that?
Of me getting
my
head
kidnapped.
Covered?
Yes.
Hey, can you bound my arms too?
If you're put in a kidnapper van, I'm going to need footage of that.
All right. So anyways, anything else you can catch up on the show, WDJX.com. Kind of got into witchcraft with group therapy, so.
Wild.
Yeah, a little bit
wild.
Yes,
I think we all decided, do we need to call her again and apologize?
Maybe we do. Maybe we need to go back to the source.
Make nice with her.
Yep, yep.
Atone for your wrongs.
For ghosting a witch.
Yeah. I get why you're a little weirded out and felt like you needed to maybe exit that way, but now we know that maybe wasn't the best choice.
Maybe that wasn't the best choice.
And we need to go back and right our wrongs.
Yep. All right, so that all on the podcast, WDJX.com. And also you can catch them on YouTube at Ben and Kelly Show.
Oh, and by the way, congratulations to Dua Lipa. Got married over the weekend.
She did.
Married Callum Turner. They've been dating for a couple of years.
Yeah, they have been dating for a while.
Yeah,
so
small little intimate ceremony, just friends, just a couple friends and family. That's it.
Very good.
London. They said, I do. And I do.
It's been a long journey for her since her coming to 99.7 DJX Studios when she was a little under the weather.
Oh, look at that.
Before her very first single came out.
And now she was a blushing bride.
Yeah, I know.
Looked amazing.
Okay, thanks. All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.